code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 3rd, 2008. Newcomers should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's the website. And download as many of the previous talks as I've put up there. Work your way through them, and you'll learn an awful lot about the real world and how it's managed. It's not governed, really. It's managed. And I try and tie it together for you as best I can with my experience of reading so many books. I think I'm almost blind with them. But what you'll find is that nothing happens in complete secrecy. Many of the big players down through history have published their own works on the world they were bringing in. The big foundations do it too, and the members of the big foundations have written hundreds and hundreds of books on the future. They're always planning the future and making it happen, bringing it in the way they planned. That's how the world is really run. Also look into alanwattsentientsnetjournal.eu and download as many transcripts as you want. You can print them up, read them, or pass them around to your friends. And that's the key to everything. When you eventually clue into how the world is run, you'll find it's always been planned. You plan the future. If you are in the real government, the ones behind the phony ones we think we vote in. And we don't really vote them in, as I say. We vote the previous bunch out. We're so sick of them because they never do what we think they're supposed to do. So if we always live in hope. We have an optimism part in the brain, and this is known too. A little part of the brain gives you optimism, and that can be encouraged to be egocentric, so you always look on the bright side. And therefore you never learn. You keep voting the new crooks in, and you get fed up after 4 or 5 years and vote them out and hope for the best for the next bunch. It's like a revolving casino, or the door even to a casino. That's what it's like. But the world is run by much, much bigger powers, and those in power to retain power must always control the future. George Orwell started off his book 1984 on that very topic about who controls the past, controls the future, and so on. And that's how it truly is. For the last 50 years or so, egocentric behavior was truly promoted from the top down. And they also gave the people more leisure time to promote the egocentric behavior, and gave them television and movies, etc. And people truly spend a big part of their life living in fiction, never realizing that that which they're enjoying has deeper aspects to it and has deeper purposes, not for your entertainment, but actually to program you into accepting events and situations and a society that hasn't quite appeared on the horizon yet. It's called predictive programming. And everything that you see goes through committees to make sure they have the right content of programming in it. And that's why TV programs are called programs. They're meant to program you. And as I say, when we're living in an egocentric society, just playing and being happy, it takes me back to what Aldous Huxley talked about. He said in his speech at Berkeley, he says, "What's wrong," he says, "with making people happy?" Now, he was talking in the context of using drugs or even putting implants in their brain to keep them happy. Stupid, ignorant, but happy. We're almost at that stage now. And I'll be back with more after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. The matrix really is the big reality that you've been conned into believing exists. You're told that there are myriads of bureaucrats and politicians and experts above you that deal with all the big problems, and they convince you, of course, that the problems are massive and too complex for you to understand. They give you terms like global warming and how they have to deal with it and carbon dioxide output, etc. All these big abstract concepts that really are bogus, but that doesn't matter, you see. The whole idea is to keep you always in a state of being afraid and anxious of your own life, and to gain power and keep power over you by doing so, and make you do ridiculous things like pay them to deal with these abstract concepts, as if money could make it all go away. And that's how simple it is. We never ask where the money goes. We don't realize that the big system that runs us above us is one big corrupt con game. And it's not meant that money goes to what they say it goes to. It's like the big charitable foundations. And over the years, we've seen many exposés of where the money goes to in charities, and often they found out less than 5 cents per dollar ever went to the actual cause it was prescribed for. We saw after the big tsunami deal that when every government in the West matched dollar for charity, for charitable contributions across the world, every country did it, and they ended up being billions of dollars. They then put Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton in charge of the money. And that's the last we heard of it. And we never see any follow-up, except the follow-ups on the very countries that were supposed to get the money. And there they are, years later, still picking up pieces of corrugated iron to patch their roofs up in their old houses, putting it all together themselves. That's how the world is really run. It's one big pirate corporation at the top. But the things with the pirates, you see, the pirates believe that their job is to do exactly as they're doing, to plunder the populace below, the commoners, the simple people, the sheep. And they do give themselves titles like good shepherds, they guide the sheep and so on. And they do guide the future, there's no doubt whatsoever in that. And a person who doesn't plan their own future will have someone else plan it for them. Now you have a whole world, not just nations, but a whole world being planned. And the plans are implemented and seem absolutely ridiculous to the few people in the world who still have conscious and thinking and functioning, reasoning minds. Most people don't do think too deeply about anything. They learn by osmosis from the television. Rather sad, but true. We've watched implementation of complete total martial law across the planet. The same martial law across the planet that came out instantly pretty well after 9/11. And we forget in some of the countries that these martial law bills were actually put through in 1998 and other countries in the British Commonwealth before anything had happened. That happened in Canada. Alan Rock put through the giant omnibus crime bill. Nothing was going on at the time. In the mid-90s, suddenly they were having disaster workouts in little towns across Canada and other countries in Europe even, to do with possible man-made disasters or natural disasters, using fire departments, military, police, and so on, and actors acting the part of injured people. They never had these scenarios carried out during the entire Cold War, when supposedly we were in fear of our lives every day of being nuked. But suddenly, after the Soviet Union was down, we had all these practice drills, all preparing for a future that was already planned. And no doubt 9/11 was planned in there too long ago, to bring in the big totalitarian society the way it's supposed to be. It's not evolving to that way. It's supposed to be this way according to those at the top. It's simply too untidy the way it is. And who wrote about how untidy this all was and how this society should be planned? Big players who were propagandists for this organization were writing about it at the beginning of the 1900s and working for it too, like H.G. Wells. He said it was so ridiculous, and actually it is. But I go off on a different tangent from Wells on how it should possibly be. Wells said, he said the truth, he says, so many people go into the same school system, they all emerge competing for the same few jobs, and mainly in private business, even small business and shopkeepers and so on. He said, how many bicycle repairmen do you need? And he really thought it was just too untidy. He thought that there should be an agency that decided what you'd be trained in at school. The Soviet system, you see, appealed to him. He went over, along with many of his peer group, to visit the early Soviet system. He was very impressed by it. So much so he left his son to study with Pavlov. And he became a zoologist, the particular son. And, as I say, Wells was not a lone wolf. These were not his ideas. These were the ideas already existent and or extant in the societies and agencies he belonged to, like the Fabian Society. We see school to work. That's, again, the Soviet idea. That's happening, too, already. And to, as I say, the thinking mind, much of what's being implemented today seems very bizarre. But it's not bizarre at all to the average person who does not think. They just accept whatever comes their way. They're too busy being happy and playing, as Huxley said. Again, back to what I said before the break, that's what Huxley did say at Berkeley. What's wrong with making people happy? And he meant, by any means possible, even meant stimulating the centers in the brain to make them happy. Now, technically, if you're happy in the middle of insanity, you yourself are insane. But that didn't matter. It was the object of being happy that was important. A happy population will allow anything to be done to it, and they will not react to. In other words, the self-preservation has been destroyed. When you see lockdowns in schools everywhere, where children get patted down going into schools, when they get locked in their schools during lunchtime, as was reported in Britain recently, they want to literally force the children to eat what they think is proper foods. Therefore, they're going to lock down the schools for lunchtime. When you see all this kind of thing happening, when you see armored vehicles in the street and your cops buying armored vehicles, what on earth do you think these things are all about, what they're for? Now, I've mentioned the same report many times from the Department of Defense, their big think tank, on their 30 years of intensifying a riot starting around the year 2010. And that's what they foresee in the NATO countries. And that's what the Department of Defense sees coming down. What on earth is going to make the people all panic and riot? At the moment, they're quite happy. They're still playing and dressing up for Halloween, etc. Something needs to be reserved for children, very, very young children. That would the adults all do it. What would earth make them stop wearing their costumes and being happy and riot? Well, it's because there's going to be crisis after crisis. We're in a period of crisis creation. And the purpose of crisis creation is just like the purpose of war. It's to change society. Professor Carl Quigley mentioned that. That was the real purpose of war. Now, in Canada, it's always had the reputation of being a fairly quiet country. Quiet as far as social disturbance go. You'll have your usual thing, the drunks and so on, and domestic disputes and all of that kind of stuff, especially when booze is the most heavily promoted drug out there, promoted from the top and by all the big corporations and ball games, etc. It's also one of the most damaging on the physical system. And the spin-offs are too numerous to mention to do with the fallout in society. But when you see the police buying armored vehicles, and remember, too, we're in an age supposedly where we're bankrupt. We're all forgetting about 2 weeks ago we're all bankrupt, supposedly. Meanwhile, the military is putting in orders for billions of dollars worth of new toys. And so are the police. The police are the biggest purchasers of military equipment today. And they're getting all their toys. Now, why do you think they're getting their toys? Why would services that are supposed to be responsible to the public and exist on the sufferance of the public be acting as though they're an independent body with a wish list for Christmas and they always get what they want? Why would they be getting all of these particular toys? This is an article from The Globe, Wednesday, June 25th, 2008, about British Columbia. This is Vancouver police to get armor on wheels. The Vancouver Police Department is beefing up its fleet, and the new machines No Puny Gizmo approved $345,000 for an armored rescue vehicle. A rescue vehicle. Changes the perception by the terminology. Back with more of this after this break.
Bye. Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. Talking about how the police, the world over really, are just another arm now of the military. And they have been given authority to do what they're doing regardless of how it appears to the public, the authority to basically become completely militarized. And they are a military institution. They have uniforms, they have the little ribbons that they wear for service, etc. They have officers with the spaghetti on their caps and their epaulettes that they wear in dress uniforms and so on. But the public are misled often by perceptions, and perceptions are altered by the use of terminology or psycholinguistics, as I like to call it. And I'm talking here about an article from the Globe, but British Columbia. It's only one place is buying these particular trucks, which are really armored vehicles. And this one here is $345,000. And they call it a rescue vehicle, you see. Now, an armored vehicle, to me, is an armored vehicle. Forget the rescue part. And it says, Inspector Tony Zanata of the Vancouver Police Emergency Response Team says, the armored car will let officers go where they couldn't go safely before. They could ram through houses with this. That's where they could go with it. It says they will be able to approach armed suspects with vehicles and those who are barricaded in houses, deal with bomb scares, and transport wounded people out of dangerous situations without fear of being shot. The only people who are in danger of being shot are the people at the other end of the barrels of the guns of the police forces these days, these SWAT teams. It says, now here's how they phrase it to the public. This is what I really gets my goat, as we say. It's the use of terminology. Again, the rescue vehicle, right? Now, I've seen the ones in Northern Ireland. These were armoured vehicles. The reason they're armoured is because they're doing something to the public, which the public objects to, and therefore they'd retaliate against those inside. That's why they armoured vehicles. That's why they have them in Afghanistan and places where those countries have been invaded by US and European troops. Here's what he says. It's not a tank. It's a tool. Well, so is a flamethrower. But I don't light my cigarette with it. He says, it's simply that. It's a shield. It's a ballistic shield that's mobile, he said. Some places in the U.S. cities, including Los Angeles and New York, use Lenco Bearcat armored vehicles, one of the options Vancouver is considering. Critics fear the hulking trucks, versions of which are also used in active combat, would militarize the city streets and give police a tool for crowd control. A tool for crowd control? What on earth what kind of crowd control are we talking about here? Why would a crowd be attacking the police? What would the police be doing to the crowd to be attacked in the first place? They'd be in fear of their lives. Think about that. So Inspector Zanata said that this is not the case. He said, now here's the terminology that he's using, terminology that they're given by the marketing companies. He says, that's sexy, but it's silly, he said. Why would you do that? You don't move into a riot situation. That's not what the purpose of their deployment is. The Vancouver Police Department's emergency response team deals with about 350 critical incidents a year. Now, that's how they get called out, but how many of them end up being critical? Zanata said he estimates the police will use the vehicle 50 to 100 times a year. This isn't some fancy toy. Well, I'd say so at that kind of price too. This is pretty much now a standard piece of equipment for emergency response teams. Well, you know, not so long ago, emergency response teams did not exist as such. We forget that too. The whole move towards it, to get the public to accept what was coming, was particular television shows like Hill Street Blues, where they humanized SWAT teams working with the ordinary police. That's how they portrayed it to the public. Then they brought in the real things gradually across the Western world after giving them a few years' dosage of Hill Street Blues. Now that's standard fare on television. There's lots of programs, TV, fictional reports like that, where they humanize. Remember, everything you're shown on TV is propaganda, especially to do with law enforcement, and Jack Zielal went through the whole process of that in his book called Propaganda. This article goes on to say the police department decided it needed a vehicle like this a couple of years ago, and it's taken until recently to convince the city of its value. And it goes on and on and on. And they also justify it by the fact that every other place is getting the same kind of thing, the same kind of vehicle. And they'd be rather miffed, they'd be pouting if they didn't get theirs. That's how it's put across. Well, if they've got them in Haiti, well, we should have them too. Or if they had them in the Soviet Union, well, we should have them too. As though that rationalized it and made it correct. And the public have been so used to seeing movie after movie after movie of the futurist scenario with armored vehicles in the streets and rubble that used to be standing houses in urban centers that they're already programmed for what's to come. Through fiction. And it's amazing, as I say, when we're supposed to all be bankrupt, how they can just go ahead and buy and buy and buy all this kind of security equipment. It's mind-boggling what's happening in the purchasing of security equipment and surveillance for total information control. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I was going to read a lot of documents on more surveillance equipment that's coming out all at the same time across the Western world. But, you know, there's too much of it to even go through in an hour. So it's so much of it. And the fact is to say that it's all synchronized to come out at the same time. It tells you that this was in the works and the planning long ago. It took lots of cooperation between governments to bring all this new surveillance-type equipment into being. There's also lots of towers going up across Canada and the States and Europe that are different from the usual cell phone towers. They're like big, long poles, but 50 feet high, with almost, they look like standing microphones with a sock on the end. And they have their own transformers and massive, massive heavy cables going into the base when you see them getting built. And there's no ownership on them from, say, British Telecom or anything like that. They're just warnings on very high voltage. And I suspect this is to do with the technotronic warfare technology that Brzezinski and others have talked about bringing into use. The technology that will manage the emotions and the moods of people and make them very passive if required. It can also make them very aggressive if they require data too. And I really do think that's what it's all about, because it's time now for the riots to start in a few years, and they want to control the public and basically tranquilize them. They'll probably call it a calmative tower just love this word, calmative. A calmative tower is working on you. And here's another item, too, to do with the internet and how I really am amazed that anyone truly thinks they have anything secure and secret on the internet. It's never existed since it was given to the public. Never. Even before 9/11, the computers were set up, remember, and given to the public after being thoroughly tested by the military-industrial complex all through the Cold War. And it was given out to the public to gather information about the public, data collection, predictability of every individual. That's essential for totalitarian systems. Based on an article from TG Daily, and it's from September 24, 2008. Big Brother potentially exists right now in our PCs, compliments of Intel's vPro by Rick C. Hodgen. Says, Intel announced the third generation of its vPro technology for business PCs, comprised of CPU, motherboard, and networking components. vPro is essentially a set of technologies which enable remote monitoring, maintenance, and manage in a PC. Intel bills these as tools useful for IT professionals, which they are, but shouldn't we be looking deeper into the potential threat of such technologies? Then he goes on about the old way of doing it via OS. And the new way is a new way. It's covert remote access. Intel's preferred solution today is to have a PC equipped with an Intel Core 2-based processor Q45 chipset and an 82567 LM network chip. This combination of components allows covert remote access via something Intel calls vPro, and it's built right in. This combination of hardware from Intel enables vPro access ports which operate independently of normal user operations. These include out-of-band communications, communications that exist outside of the scope of anything the machine might be doing through an OS or hypervisor, monitoring and altering of incoming and outgoing traffic network. In short, it operates covertly and snoops and potentially manipulates data. Then it goes on about vPro as a tool. Again, everything's a tool. Everything that's bad for you is a tool. Depends how it's used, right? It says vPro was created to be a useful tool for IT professionals, and it basically says that it was supposed to bypass a potentially crashed OS and any of the security and safety protocols which may or may not be operating at the time of the crash. And this new third generation just released now allows a PC user to press a few keystrokes even in the midst of total operation system crash when not even the mouse pointer is responding. This sends a dispatch to IT indicating the user needs help. Interestingly, this also shows that the motherboard is monitoring all keystrokes all the time. But is that all vPro is doing? Access to the machine through vPro is available via remote connection regardless of the machine's CPU state. Doesn't matter if it's turned on or off, what it's doing or who is using it. And this is where the concern comes in. Since vPro operates on the main system bus via the Q45 chipset and on the CPU via Core 2, and we know that it monitors at the very least every keystroke, it theoretically allows access to not only every piece of hardware connected to the system bus, but also to every byte of memory currently in use, even while the machine is not running. The motherboard provides access to all hardware, including memory, the CPU to special software and compute abilities, and communications allows it to send and receive behind the scenes. In short, because of the type of components utilized to make vPro work, it says a remote user could theoretically gain access to the entire system covertly through vPro, and then it's just a matter of snooping through the memory and hard drive files until whatever they're looking for is found. Well, you see, that's not a mistake. That's not a mistake. Of course, it's built in on purpose because the world we're going into is for total access, and it's the law that every computer must be available for access remotely by security agencies. You know, that law was put in the 90s. All communications devices, including fax machines, and telephones that were sold had to have a special chip put in them from then on. And people truly think they're still free. And what's amazing, too, is that they still put all their data up on the internet, all their personal data. And a young generation has been encouraged that you don't want free privacy. In fact, privacy is antisocial. Put everything up on MySpace, and they're doing it. What tyrant in history could have dreamed of having this kind of power over people? It's incredible, absolutely, totally incredible. And the next phase, as we know, is to put out a system and computers there, which technically are just like telephones. All your data will be stored remotely, and it will also be used as a tool to keep you in place, because if you're antisocial, meaning whatever, you've broken some rule or whatever, not a law, but a rule, then you won't have access to any information. And in the system that's coming up, it'll be essential to have the computer completely for all financial transactions and so on. Here's an article from BBC News, Microsoft to Battle in the Clouds, by Rory Celan-Jones, technology correspondent, BBC News, Los Angeles. This was on about the new system of having remote servers which will handle all data and how convenient it will be. You won't need a hard drive with a certain limitation. It will all be done for you. But it also means, as we well know, is to make it easier for all security agencies to have immediate access to all your data. That's really the point of it. And I was going to read this, but I won't even bother. You can look it up yourself. It's an interesting article, but Microsoft's going to go into this in a big way. They see this as a way of the future, and I'm sure it is. I'm sure it was even designed that way before we were given the first primitive computers. And I say primitive because we're dished out technology that's always long obsolete when compared to the stuff that using that at the very, very top. It's always obsolete. And here's another article I just want to touch on too before I take any callers. And it says here, this is from the Wise Up Journal, the 30th of the 10th, 2008, by Gabriel O'Hara. The Daily Mail reports snow falling on London, the first time the capital has seen snow in October since 1934. Other areas of the southeast, including Hertfordshire, just 20 miles out of London, were covered in a thick blanket of snow. The Register reported, as you can see, ice has grown in nearly every direction since last summer, with a large increase in the area north of Siberia. Also note that the area around this northwest passage west of Greenland has seen a significant increase in ice. Some of the islands in the Canadian archipelago are surrounded by more ice than they were during the summer of 1980. NASA Marshall Space Flight Center and the University of Illinois announced the Arctic ice extent was 30% greater on August 11, 2008, than it was on the August 12, 2007. The American Physical Society, an organization representing nearly 50,000 physicists, has reversed its stance on climate change. Reversed its stance. It's amazing how they can go completely one way, then completely the other, isn't it? And it's now proclaimed that many of its members disbelieve in human-induced global warming. Al Gore has a few UN, United Nations, IPCC experts, the majority of world politicians, the World Bank, and the IMF, along with a large minority of ordinary people, caught up in his message. Even George W. Bush says he believes in global warming. It's kind of like a religion. Do you believe in it? But he wants developing nations to commit at the same time as developed nations. Unfortunately for those people, a UK judge ruled Al Gore's movie an inconvenient catalogue of errors. The Guardian reported on the judge's ruler that the former US vice president's apocalyptic vision had massive errors in all of his main points, such as high sea levels rising and so on. Unfortunately for those people who have been duped by such propaganda, and fortunately for humanity, our pockets and freedom, the climate has not cooperated with the man-made global warming theory. Perhaps that is why the slogan has changed to climate change. Have you noticed that too? They're not saying global warming so much because it's got a bad rap. But you see, they want all the money and all the loot and all the power with all the agencies they've set up to rule us. on climate change. They're calling it climate change, not global warming. Because see, it says here in this article, because the climate has never stopped changing, which is a truth, you see. For those who have never thought about it, that's a fact. It says, but we are led to believe that we have to give up freedoms and pay tax to try to stop it. Wikipedia states the following on Gore's political climate experts, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The IPCC does not carry out research, nor does it monitor climate or related phenomena. A main activity of the IPCC is publishing special reports on topics relevant to the implementation of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. In other words, they're all paid for propaganda purposes. Australian Medical Journal recommends parents to be charged $5,000 a head for every child after their second, and an annual tax of up to $800. Couples who have more than two children should be charged a lifelong tax to offset their extra offspring, their spring's carbon dioxide emissions. Top rocket scientist and carbon accounting expert Dr. Richard Evans completely reversed his position on man-made global warming. The new ice cores show that in the past six global warmings over the past half a million years, the temperature rises occurred on average 800 years before the accompanying rise in atmospheric carbon, which says something important about which was the cause and which was the effect, he said. Evans explained why he first went along with the agenda. The evidence was not conclusive, but soon governments and the scientific community were working together and lots of science research jobs were created. In other words, went along for the money. We scientists had political support, the year of government, big budgets, and we felt fairly important and useful, which is what I did anyway. It was great. We were working to save the planet and fill their pockets. When the Earth was warming from the 70s onwards, so was every other planet in our solar system. When the Earth started to cool in recent years, so did every other planet in our solar system. But you can't tax the sun. How about taxing the Martians, eh? A few months after the Australian Medical Journal's tax on life recommendation, the British Medical Journal recommends Chinese tyranny, Western style, explained to UK couples who plan a family that stopping at two children or at least having one less child than the first intended is the simplest and biggest contribution anyone can make. Investing in contraception would help in the fight against climate change. It's amazing how, again, the eugenicists have always planned all these big cons to convince the public to reduce our population. I was just reading an article on Europe, a big, massive foundation that works with policy for the Economic Union Parliament. And apart from all the massive surveillance systems they're bringing in there on and of for every individual, in every citizen in Europe, it's just mind-boggling what they're doing. But it was amazing even there to see how they were using all of these terms, global warming and so on, as a reason for reducing the population. They then went on to say that they'll have to massively increase the immigration into Europe because the population of Europe is dwindling very, very, very quickly. It's doublespeak, you see. And the reason you want to bring a massive population into Europe who are not having children, haven't been having children, enough children to pay off the debt of Europe. The reason you bring in all the other countries into Europe is to pay off that debt. So which is it? Are we rapidly declining in population or are we multiplying too copiously? Which one is it? It's all doublespeak, you see. Or, in fact, does each and every one of us truly exist to serve the economy? If you ask the economist, they'll tell you that is your purpose. What a system. What an incredible system. And the public don't know, nor do they care to know. As you well understand, I'm sure those who are getting frustrated by trying to get your message out to people you know, and you're tearing your hair out by the roofs, they don't want to know. They watch the ball games, they watch the soaps, they watch all the movies, but they really, really don't want to know. It's rather sad. And what you find, too, is the frustration sets in because you have never been given any source to input any information into government policy yourself. You see, it's all been bypassed. This new system of democracy has bypassed the average individual citizen. It's set up to take pre-programmed NGOs as representing you. And you don't vote in the NGOs. The big foundations set them up. So the foundations, which are a front for the big elite families of Europe and America, run the world. It's as simple as that. Politics really is left as a stage show for those who still believe in the tooth fairy. And unfortunately, lots of them still do. As we can see by the hype and the sheeple, two legs good, four legs bad, and it changes good. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. It's so massive, there's so many rooms in this big artificial reality that it takes you an awful long time to work your way through them. And we'll go to the callers now. We've got Rick from California. Are you there, Rick?
Yes, thank you, Alan, for taking my call.
Yes, go ahead.
I noticed that in the Patriot Movement, a lot of people, including Freemasons, stick up for Freemasons, and they say, well, the Founding Fathers are Freemason, and so I call this the paradox of the Founding Fathers, that they would be for liberty, and yet they were Freemason, and this is how I resolved it. And I'm wondering if you could comment on it, like whether I'm right or not. The founding fathers must have known that the powers of nature could be harnessed to make massive weapons of destruction, like nuclear warfare. They must have known this intuitively, and that in order to develop the weapons needed to conquer the world, they would need scientific progress, and in order to achieve that, they would have to have some freedom for the scientists. You can't have progress when you lock up your Galileo. And so with the full intention that, you know, because they believe they are reincarnated into their descendants, that at the appropriate time they would pull the rug out, they would take out the freedom, and then they would become the masters of the world. So
what you need really is a massive engine to work for you, and the engine happens to be those in society. So you give them a fake freedom and a fake reality, a reward system, a Pavlovian reward system, and they will work your dream into existence for you. But we know that the founding fathers said that the United States would be eventually a federation not only of the U.S. but of the world. And it's true that they're all Masons, and many of them are also into sciences. We find that Franklin was experimenting with electricity and batteries, that the Leyden jar. And we also find out, too, that Jefferson was involved in the first mass production of parts for weaponry, rather than hand-forged, hand-made individual pieces. He was into the stamped steel type that eventually became popular. So they're all involved in using sciences, but they all belonged to a Masonic institution that had come out of the Rosicrucian movement, and the Rosicrucian movement was called the Underground Stream, meaning it always was there underneath society to an extent, and they kept their secrets of science to themselves, and they did work through science. They believed that, just like Francis Bacon with his New Atlantis, that America, this place that would rise in the West, would be the new star that would guide the world. And the star, by the way, in their occult books, is called Marika, or Maraca, which is America.
Wow.
That was written, you know, over 1,000 years ago. But the book itself, Bacon's one, was written and published in 1602, but written in 1588. So in there, he described the function of this country that would have an elite hidden group of scientists running the country. And he meant social sciences, too, but it would have a front organization for the general public, which we now call politics and politicians. So they knew from the beginning what their role was to be. And this goes all the way back into the old alchemists of the ancient Middle East and also the ones of the Middle Ages as well. They always swore to keep their secrets of science to themselves, because by doing so they'd gain power over all kings and become indispensable for rulers. But thanks for calling. From Hamish, myself, it's in Ontario, Canada, where it's been heavily sprayed and very foggy. It's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Let me tell you why I